She arrived in Fayetteville ranked as the nation's number one high school infielder. Delivered on that ranking by starting all 58 games for the Razorbacks and being named Freshman All-American. Her sophomore campaign has been even better. She has scored more runs than any other Razorback and has more home runs already than she did last year. What makes her even more valuable is her leadership, her energy, big hits, big moments, and big-time swagger. Get loud, Arkansas. The future is now. Ella McDowell is here.
Good morning, Ella.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. You know, Roger and RJ, this is a little bit earlier than we normally have Ella on, but I asked her, I said, hey, listen, you know, our peak listenership is at 7:30, and we just, for the last call, we want to get you on there with the most people listening. And first of all, just to say congratulations on an amazing historic season. And I know you guys got to be exhausted, but congratulations. It was a heck of a run.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're really proud of what we accomplished.
RJ Hawk is here. RJ, you actually got to go to the College World Series and watch the game against Nebraska.
Yeah, and took some girls from my daughter's softball team, and we went. And, you know, I've taken Addison a few times to Fayetteville to watch, and she's a big Ella fan. And so the other day, whenever it was announced that Ella was coming back, Addison was super happy to hear Ella was coming back to be a Razorback.
You bet. And that just happened. And, you know, and I think Burnham, and I think it was another one yesterday, another one of your teammates. I guess that's what you guys do now. You have to have a little signing deal and because you guys can go other places. So that's excellent that you're coming back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm really excited to come back and get back to work next year. And, I think the signing day experience is really cool. I'm glad that women's sports has been added to that.
So, Ella, you didn't accomplish the end goal, which is a national championship, but you did something that's never happened with this program in its history, and that's getting Oklahoma City. So what was it like if you just had to sort of look back at the whole season? You guys won the series against the national champions. You go to Austin, you win 2 out of 3 down there, but you get there. What has the season been like? And obviously, you played for the Hogs last year, so you had a great year last year too, but what was it like? Is it everything you expected it would be? Are you disappointed that you didn't quite get further? Or just sort of give us a recap of the whole season.
The season was truly one to remember. I mean, it started off with a bang. We played at Coastal Carolina for our first tournament, and just throughout the year, getting closer, getting to know my teammates better, and just developing as a hitter, as a player, as a leader. Our SEC schedule was super tough, probably one of the toughest in the country, if I believe. And we just grew so much, and I'm so proud of this team and how we fought, and to make it to the World Series for the first time ever in school history, it's just a testament to how hard we work and how much the coaches believe in us. And I wouldn't change a single thing about how the season ended up.
You know, last year you were a freshman All-American. You were announced this a couple weeks ago as an All-American for one of the All-American teams, so congratulations there. Looking at your stats, I know you're not a stats person, neither is Camden Kozul. You know, Camden said, I don't care about the stats, but we do. We pay attention, and it makes a difference for your team. But the difference between y'all, between Ella last year and this year. So last year, in which you had an All-American year as a freshman, you scored 39 runs. This year, you blow away the whole team by scoring 65. So 25 more runs scored. That means you're getting on base, you're not striking out, you're getting the walks. I mean, I don't think the closest one, you're like 15 more runs. So I don't know if that was something that you planned or whatever, but certainly made a big difference in a run production. As you mentioned, one of the toughest schedule in America, and you had to have the runs, and you certainly delivered this year.
That's right. I knew that I needed to perform, and I always am looking for ways to enhance my game and just help my team win. So getting on base and letting the people who hit the home runs, like Dakota Kennedy and Tiana Bell, letting them hit me in, there's nothing better than that. So I was really pleased with my run production this year.
Yeah, by the way, too, she batted 337 with 11 home runs and 65 runs scored. Yeah, RJ.
Baz, and one thing that we always talk about batting, but, you know, her fielding.
Yeah.
She only had four errors all season long.
Yeah.
And
oh, my gosh. You got so many compliments.
Yeah.
The last few games of the season, that last probably 10 games, it was like everything that hit your way, you were making plays. And I know you take a lot of pride in that.
I do. I love me some defense. So being able to have my pitchers back, I kept telling Robin and Peyton, you know, feed me, feed me, feed me, because if the ball's getting hit to me, I know I'm going to make a play. So I was really, really proud of my defense.
Yeah, that's it's certainly one of the calling cards for you guys. And I know it had to be. I know you guys were very happy for Coach Dyfel. You know, now she's got that thing off her back now about, hey, she hadn't gotten to Oklahoma City. And I think it's just probably going to change the way the perception is. You know, it just, you know, now the expectation is going to be, okay, she got to win. But just getting there, I know that had to make you guys feel really happy, because it was the thing, the only thing that she'd been missing on her from a coaching resume is just getting to the World Series.
Right. She's a proven leader in everything that she does. And she's such a winner and a hard worker. So to get to the World Series for her and to just help dreams come true, it was bigger than softball that day.
Yeah, you betcha. We're visiting with Ella McDowell, brought to you by Morning Mayhem. This is a great example of, you know, being able to sponsor a segment like this. I know Ortho Arkansas sponsored Camden Kozul. They're not cheap, but they're certainly ones where you get a chance to help the athlete put some money in their pocket, give them some exposure. As I was telling Ellen, I was telling Camden, you know, folks here in Central Arkansas wouldn't get to know them as well if they didn't hear them and Ella every week to talk about and who they are. By the way, too, Sailor Timmerman and Peyton Burnham were the other two players that signed. But one thing we know for sure that will be different, though, next year, DJ Gasso is going to be the new head coach at Tulsa. I sent him a text yesterday, and he, just to say congratulations, DJ, he sent me a message back at 3 o'clock last night. So he's sort of like a Chris Curry over at the Trojans that – he's got a lot of people that are congratulating him, but I know he's made a big difference for you guys, too. I know you hate to see him go.
Of course. I hate to see Coach Castle go. We've built a great relationship together. Softball is a business at this level, and I'm really excited for him and his family. I know that being a head coach is something that he's, you know, dreamed and wanted since he was, you know, first entering the coaching business, so I'm really excited for him, and Tulsa's getting a great head coach.
What is Ella McDowell going to do this summer? What do you do now? Are you playing ball? You're relaxing? You're traveling? You're doing family stuff? What's the scoop?
Man, what isn't Ella McDowell doing this summer? I'm definitely going to celebrate being named the first team All-American. That's a huge accomplishment of mine, and really a dream that I've had since I was little. And I'll probably take June just to travel, see friends, still working here and then, but as soon as June's over, I'll definitely get back on the grind, and softball is going to be my entire life come July 1st.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make an offer to Ella, guys. Yeah. RJ is a state representative, Ella, and he also coaches his daughter's softball team. If you're up to it, Ella, and you want to get a teammate or a buddy and come down and spend the night or spend the weekend over here in Little Rock, we'll get you on the show maybe, and maybe have line up to speak into some teams.
Well, I was gonna say if schedule permitting, I would love to get with Ella and maybe help maybe do like a little one day pay her to do like a one day softball camp.
Yeah,
type thing down
yeah,
here.
Let's get some several teams and you could talk to them and do a camp and we could pay you. So if that's something you want to put on your agenda, have you spent any time in Little Rock other than just, you know, real quickly for, you know, when you come down here for Conway, do you know much about Little Rock? Have you spent much time here?
No, sir. I've never been to, I've never really been to Little Rock, I don't think. And I'm still figuring out Fayetteville, to be honest.
Well, you're a Texas girl. Aren't you right out?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
That's
outside of Houston, Texas. Is that right? Is that where you're from? Or did I get that mixed up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, so think about that if you want to come make some extra money and see what Little Rock's about. Little Rock's a great town.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. They love softball down here.
I can definitely line up all the teams.
There would be multiple teams that would want to do that. So when you sort of get your legs underneath you after all this crazy softball you've been playing, think about it. And We'd love to have you down there. And Roger, she's got a Morning Mayhem shirt thanks to Design Lab and Steve Qualls, and she's going to take a picture of that and send it to us. And it's been a great year. We appreciate your willingness to do this. I'm going to go ahead and ask right now. Let's go ahead and do the deal. Would you be willing to do this again next year?
Let's do it. Right. I am so excited to be back on the buzz.
Awesome. Well, we'll do it even bigger next year. And we've got thousands of people who listen. We've got a huge audience down here, and I think there's value. You know, I'm an old Florida boy. When I played football up there, I didn't realize that, you know, there's different parts of the state. And up in Fayetteville, LA, everybody gets to maybe see you at the gas station or at the restaurant, and down here they don't. So these are good opportunities for people to get to know you, and it's good PR, and it grows the sport, gets people excited about softball. So we appreciate your willingness to jump on with us every week. Congratulations on a historic season. Get some rest, and maybe we can talk about getting you down to Little Rock this summer.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for all that y'all have done for me. I'm super excited to keep moving forward.
Well, we got it. We were shaky when we started,
we'll be shaky at the beginning of next year.
So we're going to see if you can tell us to clap it out and see. And RJ, you know what, we've done this. We were a little shaky for whatever reason with
Christian,
Ella.
Christian, get in, RJ.
Hey, real quick. So when we were at the World Series, Addison, we were sitting on the first base side, and she goes, I didn't hear him do three claps in a suit.
Two claps in a suit.
Or two claps in a suit. She goes, I didn't hear that. I said, baby, it's loud in here. I said, you're not going to hear it. I said, it's loud in here.
Wait, do you guys do that after a loss, or is it only after a win?
I think it's after every single game. Okay. I'm trying to remember.
Good.
But it's non-negotiable.
Well, tell us for the last time this year, tell us to clap it out.
All right, let's do it. Oof. All right, Mayhem, clap us out.
Two claps and a suey. Suey! Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Very good.
We got better. Good.
We got
better. She's like, it is 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, listen. We got better as the year went on. That's all you can ask to improve as the year goes on.
Record that for us, sir.
All right, Ella, thanks so much. Congratulations again. Thank you. Go Hogs.
Yes, thank y'all. Woo pig.
Woo pig.